The government's plan to fully implement free and compulsory basic education is expected to return to Cabinet for fresh guidance as significant funding gaps and other critical challenges continue to hinder its rollout. Education spokesperson Dr. Dennis Mugimba confirmed that the ministry is still working to resolve several other critical issues. He added that in the coming financial year, the ministry will return to the cabinet seeking further guidance on these matters. Foundation bodies and head teachers have long cited inadequate capitation grants as the primary reason schools continue to impose various charges on parents. Currently, the government disburses 18,000 shillings to 20,000 shillings per year in primary schools, UPE 175,000 shillings in secondary or level USE, and 270,000 shillings at A level. The National Planning Authority has repeatedly stated that both the current figures and the methodology used to calculate them are outdated and insufficient. The NPA has recommended substantial increases, for example, raising primary capitation to between 59,000 shillings and 63,500 shillings per pupil annually. Much larger increases are needed at secondary and A level to match the higher demands of the curriculum, including science, practicals, laboratory consumables, specialized teaching, and rising operational expenses. NPA proposals have suggested raised all-level capitation to around 530,000 shillings and A-level to approximately 885,000 shillings per year.